Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here in this cute room.
Do you leave your phone on ring or vibrate or silent?
I just put it on nighttime.
Good night, nighttime.
Phone. Good night, phone. Hello, my friends. Hello, my real friends.
Good what night, is, phone. That should be the new kids' movie.
The little moon.
Book.
You slide it up on the iPhone, and then you put the little moon, and then
what does it mean? What does it do?
It means no, mommy, you can't get a hold of me.
Oh, okay.
No scam, likely. You can't call me either, and no big entertainment moguls. I'm not taking the deal right now.
Oh wow. Well, see, that's where I would be nervous because of all the entertainment moguls.
Well, you know, you put your phone on nighttime, you're gonna get three or four moguls trying to get to you, and that's kind of part of the allure. Is the like the no saying yeah. no is yeah. a very strong thing.
Yeah. As soon as you turn it on, it's like mogul parade.
I can't tell you how many hundreds of thousands of dollars
you've lost.
I've won.
Oh.
By having it on nighttime mode, having the moguls
being
think,
unreachable.
Oh my God, she's unreachable. She's untouchable. Mm-hmm. We've got to throw more money
she's
at her.
Crazy. Yeah. She's at the soft spot right
That's
now.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
That's so smart. But do you normally leave it on volume high? Like, do you
no,
have
no? What kind of psycho she do you
does.
Take me for?
I do.
What?
Her?
I do. I know.
If,
I'm like a mamaw.
Rings,
my
it's, like,
it's on
mamaw.
So, mamaw. You know,
oh,
like
mama.
A meemaw.
It's like a white old lady.
Like a nana. I'm a nana.
Yeah. My wife yesterday, I was with my Cuban friend. We were all talking about like what we call our grandparents, and my wife very cutely, like she classically doesn't want to be white type girl that's mm-hmm. like, you know, she's of the
Is
earth.
Is she white?
She's white. She's like a white she's a white lady that like loves crystals and like incense and is
Me.
Just like
oh, yeah.
and like loves to wear a kimono and is just like
oh,
I'm just
Meg.
Like
yeah.
I'm part of the earth. I'm not white. which I get, it's like not a great time to be like
it's not
too proud
it's really
or not. Anyways yeah. she like stepped into the conversation. She was like, well, in my family we called her Nana. I'm like, yeah, we know what the white Nana, we know, we've seen every movie, every grandmother's Nana.
My first
Julian, you don't have a story, and that's brave.
I do.
It's a brave thing to admit.
I was
at this
making
point.
Sure I could remember. I
you
do that
paused
all the time.
Too long.
I had someone in high school who called her grandparents Mimi and Boppy.
Oh, that's cute.
I think it's too cute.
Boppy?
Boppy.
Oh, too for, cute.
I like don't call an old man Boppy.
Boppy.
I love
is...
it.
That's over the line.
Boppy's not good.
No. No.
I'm down for
that's
Boppy.
That's how you name a stuffed animal.
Well, like, are your parents, we all have kids.
We do.
I'll hold for the applause.
Yes.
I am realizing, like, oh, this is it. Like, now our parents have this crisis of, like, I'm not a grandmother. And it's like, but you're all old. Like,
yeah.
you know,
oh,
no one
yeah.
wants to be called grandma or grandpa because
yeah.
it's, but they are, but.
My mom does not let them call her grandma. Her name's Debbie, and she goes by Dee Dee. That's like her grandma name.
Mm-hmm.
She's
I guess grandma
ladies.
Just has like, it's like stepmom, or like, it just has a stigma of like,
yeah. your picture of me.
Yeah, like a hunch. You hunch over, and your hair
yeah.
all turns white, and you
yeah.
have Werther's candy in your purse.
Yeah,
so
just,
did
we,
you say, what is she?
She goes by Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Mm-hmm.
Dee Dee.
What's your grandma's name? Or what did
My
you ever call your grandma?
Grozzy, which is
I love that.
Which is Swiss grandma.
Oh.
And Ami for Pakistani grandma.
Okay.
I only have diverse grandmothers.
Yeah.
I love that. That's like
Checking
the character
the
that I've carved out for myself on this podcast so far is like my wife thinks she has a cool grandma, but I've got the most wild grandma names, and she tried to tell her grandma name.
And someone there was a Cuban in that story too.
There
but
was
I,
a Cuban, and she was better than that grandma too because she at least had some flavor. Anyways,
wait, Swiss for grandma is Gruzzy.
Gruzzy, and then my mom was like. To put Ali, like Ali at the end of a thing in Swiss German is like to make it cute and little. So mm-hmm. my mom was like, he can call me Gross Ali. But that just is like grossly.
Like, yeah, it's yeah. the like, adjective or the adverb
like,
for gross.
So I think she's going back to Grozzy.
Mm-hmm.
And dad is going to be Abba. I'm going to be Baba, which is Urdu for dad.
Mm-hmm.
And like he's saying Dada, and I'm like, give it to me, man. I'll take every double syllable that's not Mama. Give it to me.
Right.
Yeah.
And then whatever sticks.
Zsa-Zsa, would you take Zsa-Zsa?
I would love Zsa-Zsa. I would actually love Boppy too.
Yeah. Well, Boppy would work for
well,
you.
Well, Boppy
I feel
actually
like.
Sounds just so silly. Bobby's like disrespectful to the lesbian community of families.
This guy was a veteran. You can't call a veteran Bobby.
Bobby.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that, like, where do you even get that from?
I don't know.
Who comes up with that idea?
I actually know, but I don't want to tell you guys because you are such haters.
What?
No, I don't know.
Okay, I didn't think so. Yeah, my grandmother was Yaya, which is Greek.
Yaya. I know Yaya because one of my first friends on the block, Irene, had a Yaya.
Yeah, but we just called her Yaya.
Yeah.
We didn't do the two.
Yeah, too queen. Ethnic. We called her Yaya.
Yeah, yeah, we called her Yaya.
That's where that came from.
So we went to, we just had a massage. Have you, do you go to massages?
Love that for you guys.
Yeah.
That's and the sexy vibe good. That I'm feeling. Hers is not good.
We were in the same room and mine was amazing and hers was happens. Like a lady was that like, was, they just pulled off the street or something.
She like ripped the sheets off of me so like harshly and abruptly
like
that I started laughing because I was like, is she fucking with me?
Yeah.
Like,
you're going to be
she
interrogated.
She like ripped the sheets off and I was laying there in this
she
cold
she was
room,
filming one of those like, videos where she sets
totally
up like a
naked.
Table and like everything stays on your back. I hate that.
She's just like pinching you and stuff, right?
She's like pinching me and like stepping on my butt and like grinding her heel into my
I
butt.
Hate the like, is this a thing? Style of massage.
Exactly.
It's like, was that something?
I laid there and I was like, something's obviously wrong with me because I should be enjoying this. She knows what she's doing. Like, it's just.
That's a great name for a massage place.
Is this a thing? I'll have the Swedish and I'll have. Is this a thing?
It's $10 for an hour, but no one has ever given a massage before.
Oh my god! And then you get the opposite of relaxed because you spend an hour just like in anxiety being like, I should just be able to let go. I should be
that's
able
how
to
I was. I was like,
this.
It's hurting worse because I'm tensing up and I just need to like relax my body and enjoy this.
Well,
and
what
be
was
present.
Her name and ID number? Let's try to be Let's proactive about this.
Okay, Ice. I'm wondering what you're supposed to do. Like if you're and listeners, like send in what you've done. If anyone has ever stopped a massage, I want to know because that is the ballsiest
you're getting
thing
a really
you could
bad
ever do.
Massage.
I know. When you're getting like lap of luxury style services, you can't really be like, stop immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't be treated this way.
I know.
Someone
like,
carry me to a different
room. You're rubbing
on
my naked lumpy body and I'm complaining about it. Like
I
shouldn't be doing that. But
did you get a dude or a girl, Julian?
I had a lady.
A lady, okay. Yeah. Yeah, you can kind of tell, too, when they both come towards you, like, who's going to be the good one. You just get a vibe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And then you know you're just, like, lamb to the slaughter of, is this a thing?
Yeah.
And you,
yeah.
Good
That's
girl,
I
you
was.
Got through it.
My most memorable one was a lady. She was, like, 60 or something like that. And she she started to rub my back and... Her hands had the worst calluses I've ever felt. And it was, at first I was like, oh, that's rough. And then I was like, you know what? I'm not going to complain. She obviously works hard all day when she's not here. Like, I don't know, roofing? I don't know what she's doing. But like, you know, she's got a rough life and I'm not going to complain. Plus, she exfoliated my entire body. So that's good.
Quick plug for my girl, Jasmine.
She's a roofer.
Best. She is a roofer. She will redo your roof half an hour and then throw in a 60-minute massage.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh, I think that was her. What was her name?
It's okay, but Jasmine's a real person.
Okay.
She's functionally fit on Instagram and she lives in LA. She will come to your house and massage you.
Oh.
And it will be a great massage. She's also a personal trainer and she's also like graduating from like kinesiology or something, so she like understands.
She knows
Julian,
the bot.
Keep your clothes on.
I know.
I
he just removed
off.
All of his tops.
That's so good to know.
Because the other thing is like that's the ultimate relaxation is someone coming to your house and setting up a table.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You don't have to go like getting a massage and then getting back in traffic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then like you don't have to risk it being a bad massage. You guys have her come over, but one after the other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't risk it anymore.
And if you don't like something in your own house, you can be like, uh-uh.
Yeah, and you'll like what she's doing. And if you like something more, you can just communicate to her like a real person.
Right.
That's so good. Man, the thing about a shitty massage is you end up paying for two because you're like, well, now I'm fucked up.
Now I got to get it
now
fixed.
I got to get somebody to like...
Uh-huh. Like a haircut, like a bad haircut.
Work it out because I feel...
Worst haircuts and go.
okay. In Philly, I was... this isn't going to be as fun because I was a kid, but it was, I was like 10 years old and I was going to start fifth grade. And so Yah takes me to get a real style haircut. Like, I don't think I've had my hair cut
like
by a professional.
Like a man haircut?
Just like a professional, not like my mom or, you know, whatever. So she takes me and the guy goes, I'll never forget. He goes, what do you want? And I go, I don't know, something cool. And he was like, okay, I can do like an X, like a crossover thing in the back. And I was like, that sounds awesome. And so he like did this thing where he made the hair.
He gave you like a fade in
my
the back?
Long. No, no, no. It was long. And so it was like he layered it. So it looked like my hair was going
like samurai
like this
swords
in the back. Yeah, like that. It was crazy.
Wow.
And then straight up bowl across
Whoa.
The front.
Oh, I like that guy.
Yeah, it was pretty it was cool.
If here
it was
comes Boppy.
If it was an ironic haircut, it was awesome.
But
you know,
it was the
but
real
it was
hair
it was sincere, so
with.
It was brutal. Yeah. What's your worst haircut?
I'm like tossing back and forth between two. They're both like on either side of the gender spectrum. Like one of them, I got my eyes checked or something. You know, you're a kid, you get your eyes get like blurry because they're dilated because you're getting them checked. Is
uh-huh.
that a
yeah.
normal thing? So yes. then I go, I think it's like a Kmart type store. Or like
you were
know,
like, now feels like a good time to determine what my new look
what
will
my
be.
New, well, I'm like 12 and I'm just getting like standard mushroom cuts. Mm-hmm. And I'm very like only wearing my brother's clothes. My gender identity when I was that age was actually closer to like where I landed now than after like I started trying to normalize and mm-hmm. when mm-hmm. I went to high school and like a butterfly beret will fix everything, you know, like weird shit. But I was just like wearing my brother's clothes and walk into this Kmart. My mom goes shopping while I get this haircut and they gave me like a very masculine mushroom cut. So this is not the bad one, actually, because now I'm remembering, like, I remember pretending to be like, oh my goodness, like, they thought I was a boy and they just they really
it.
Went in. And, but then I also remember vividly, like, being at the YMCA swimming and then, like, pulling myself up and, like, feeling the back of my head and being like, yeah. So that was my fake bad but actually good haircut.
Okay.
And then my real bad one was when I, this lady Ida that told my mom that she could do electrolysis cheaper than where I was getting it done. And then like I was in electrolysis for 2.5 years with no progress for my mustache.
Wow.
Yeah, wait, what?
So like nature's bad haircut was mustache at 12. Yeah, I had full mustache, came in at 12, and I had to get rid of it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are you sad you got rid of it?
No, not at all.
No.
No one trusts a girl
because they're
mustache.
Back now. Mustaches are back.
Well, I would just be like a different kind of person that I don't know if my wife is into because
right.
she really likes to pluck my beard.
Okay.
So I feel like if she would be into the mustache, she wouldn't be constantly plucking at my beard.
Right.
Gotcha.
So I'm
2 years of electrolysis and it was kept coming back.
Then I was in a sauna and I heard these ladies talking about how it went away in 6 months. And I was like, what are you talking about? They're like, electrolysis. I'm like, can't be. And then I found out Tina Greek did it properly.
Ah, you need
but,
a Greek.
All of these details are super necessary to this bad haircut story, which is, so Ida is doing my electrolysis and she's like, you know what? I can also just do your haircuts. And I'm like, well, you're doing such a great job with this.
Yeah,
unplugged.
You're killing this mustache.
Literally.
Hey,
not,
you don't do surgeries, do you?
yeah. So she finished cleaning my teeth and put me in the put me in the haircut
that
chair.
Pap smear was the
yeah,
best you
the
ever
pap
got.
Was clear, and she starts cutting my hair, and I'm like, maybe I'm like 14 now, and it's just
oh,
like
that's the worst age.
It's
to
just
have
like
it
I
go
can't
wrong.
Tell her that everything's wrong. I'm just like like snip after snip. I'm like, this
oh,
is
God.
Very bad.
Bad,
and then. The coif, the way, you know, when you get a bad haircut and then the cherry on top is like they take out that fucking blow dryer with that round ass fucking brush and just start Princess Diana-ing
oh
of
my
the
God.
80s, like just coiffing it. And I tears are just like streaming down my face.
You couldn't help yourself
oh
yeah.
my
crying?
But I also was like so Canadian and polite and just like, I love it.
Yeah.
tears
of joy.
Real bad.
Wow.
Wow.
Do you have any pictures of that? Not to make you revisit it, or
probably not of the I probably wasn't like let's
because you didn't do that again.
Because it wasn't like the era where you could get a bad haircut and like you would have to like buy film,
document it,
you
know? Right. Yeah.
Like buy film and take a picture of
right.
it. No, but I actually I probably have yeah pictures of like that time, but mm-hmm. I probably like tried to like put some hair gum in it and
right.
uncoiffify it.
Oh, what's that's yours? So bad.
Well, I'm a hairstylist, so I love hearing these stories.
Yeah, she's like excellent. She's very good.
Thank you, Dad. Mm-hmm. I haven't really had that many bad haircuts, and I'm not super precious with my hair. I change it a lot, yeah. but I don't know.
That's fun.
Yeah.
And you do it yourself.
Dee Dee never yeah. made you get a haircut that you like hated when you were...
Oh, she gave me like very like thick bangs that started way too far back, but everybody else had them then too, yeah. so I felt cool about it.
How do bangs start back?
You know, like when you go to cut them, when you section comb. Them, your comb so much more forward.
Oh, cool.
So they were very thick, so I loved to curl them, and then I would separate them and just spray and just keep going, because I'm from Texas, and that's just what you do.
Yeah.
And that's what women down there are still doing sometimes.
Yes. I did the opposite, which was the pompadour, curling backwards.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
That was like my way of like femming, but taking control of the front.
Yeah, I like that. I fixed some really bad haircuts.
Speaking of bangs, your soft spot is...
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Didn't she have really pronounced bangs at one point?
Yeah, she sure did.
Yeah,
she
I thought so. Because for a little while there...
I thought you were actually noticing that I have bangs for the first time in my life, and I was like, wow,
oh, no, you're wearing a hat,
so
Sabrina.
Attentive. I thought you literally were going to be like, I've noticed that in the past you didn't have bangs.
Oh my God, you got bangs. Let's see them. Take your hat off.
I got some little
bangs. They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
I love it.
Great texture.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's
Thank
a good
so
head
much.
Of hair.
Sabrina,
what?
See, you're so pretty. Why don't you just find a nice boy?
You could. I'm sure
there's
a boy
lot
would
of
date
those
you.
That can't, and you can.
Yeah, you're one of the pretty ones.
And you don't even have a mustache anymore.
Oh, Sabrina.
Oh, well.
So Jennifer Love Hewitt, huh?
But they
Jennifer
do look great. I love the bangs.
Yeah, she's.
We haven't gotten many people.
No, we haven't.
This is our.
What
like,
kinds of things have you gotten?
Usually albums.
What
or
are your favorite
movies.
Things? Albums, movies.
I loved Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah,
that was
Amy Miller
Miller's.
Did Pee Wee Hit okay. Pee-wee's Playhouse. John Mulaney did Mr. Rogers. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
And then
Ghost.
Oh, Ghost was good.
Liars,
the movie Ghost.
Yes.
But Jennifer Love Hewitt is good. I don't think we've had a person.
I don't think we've had a person either.
I want to just give a quick shout out to Nicole Byer's Ghost. Not the ghost of Nicole Byer, but her selection. Because that was a movie that McDonald's sold a VHS tape in Canada. Remember they sold movies? Do you remember that?
No. Vaguely. No,
it was
not
like,
really.
And then the logo was on it, but Ghost was sold there. I hope I'm not just making this up because
it'd be
that
so
would be
weird
tragic.
To make that up. It'd be so weird. Yeah, yeah.
But
you're going to get nailed online
I watched
for this.
Ghost so many times.
Yeah.
And yeah, it kind of ties into my Jennifer Love Hewitt thing because I had a corner in my room that was like the Party of Five corner, but really it was just so many like very intricately cut out pictures of Jennifer Love Hewitt from Teen People magazine. Like every wisp of the hair, it was like...
It was like it a perfect Photoshop, but by
yes,
hand.
Yes, exactly. And I would like carefully put it in like one of those like clear folders. It was like I was
for baseball cards.
Murderer. Or
wow.
like I was trying to solve my sexuality, but never quite getting close.
You're like, she's just such a good actress.
She would be a great friend. I had so many I had a recurring fantasy that would be... okay, so basically, she was in Party of Five. I was obsessed with her. I pretended I had a crush on Scott Wolf, but I really wanted to be Scott Wolf while he was fucking her.
I hate to stop you.
Come
and
on.
You're gonna, I'm going to make you say that again.
Yeah.
But what year is Party of Five?
You know I don't know years.
I mean, what era are we talking about?
We're talking
I don't remember
about the
Party
90s
of Five.
For sure.
Early, like 93?
Well,
because
late,
I was born in 85. I would have to be...
Oh, land knows. It's 94.
1994.
Okay.
There we go. Oh,
okay.
My God.
Okay, so you're in what grade?
You know what? This is even more precious. I'm a little nine-year-old with a
motion
cut.
Oh.
And I'm sneaking episodes of Party of Five and watching scenes of hers, like taping them and watching scenes of her so intricately. I remember there was one scene of her, she's painting a room and she like just does this thing with her neck where it's like a triangle. And I remember watching that so many times and like doing that with my head.
Oh,
and it's
my
like
God.
Not even, it's not a pronounced thing. It's just like in slow motion.
Well, she's just cool.
She's just cool. She just like did a thing like that with her head. And I was like, it's so hot. It's such a cool friend feature. So my fantasy was that Jennifer Love Hewitt and I would go to an all-inclusive in Cancun. I'd never been to Cancun.
Love that.
But I just like knew there was all-inclusives there. We could just
relax, but you were nine.
Unplug, unwind. I was nine. I mean, this like,
what's all-inclusive this for a nine-year-old, by the
from,
way?
From like nine to, you know, present-day Jalice.
Yeah.
What's an all-inclusive?
For a nine-year-old.
Unlimited chicken fingers.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was like a little rascal kid. I was probably like, I'll have a fucking...
daiquiri.
Lychee martini. So we're hanging by the pool. We're laying down. We're chatting. I'm making her laugh. We just like have a rapport.
She's doing her neck triangle.
She's doing her neck. We're doing it in unison. You know, like boys will notice us and come up to us, but like we'd be nice to them, but like we don't really have time for that.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's all us.
Wait, what's your, do you have a middle name?
Ursula, my mom's
Sabrina
first
Ursula
name.
Jalice,
yeah,
and Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You'd have to go by all three if you went together.
JLH and Sej. So then I also remembered like this was kind of like the climax of the fantasy is that we would hug. And I could feel like her warm breasts against my body. Like I was like noting that in the fantasy, but like not at all knowing I was gay and just being like, it
Why
would
those
be the friendship of a lifetime.
Oh, oh man.
Hubba bubba friendship.
Well, if you want to hug Meg after the podcast, she's got a nice rack.
I got plenty of them. You know what? The crazy thing about Jennifer Love Hewitt is I remember thinking, man, I can't wait until my bod looks like that.
And then
I
it just almost kind, did. It,
no.
Yeah.
I just kind of thought that that's like what
that's
happened.
That's like what
when
we're
you
all leading to.
I would like turn 16 and oh, I'd yeah. have like a kicking bod. And
I mean, I'm sure that I felt the same way too because I was completely like classifying this as like, she's my idol.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I thought she was just like, what happens when you get older? I was
yeah.
like, wow, she's so hot. I remember thinking, there's no one more beautiful. There's
she's
no one
so
more talented.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
If I can get some straight male vibes on this, I know. It's
no
tough.
Thanks.
I know.
Stay out of it.
She was so beautiful. And I was never like a big, I wasn't like into what the movies. I know
I like,
you did last summer.
I like
summer.
The wind up of if I could just get
Can't
some straight male
wait.
Vibes on
yeah.
this.
It's like the last thing anyone ever wants to hear.
And then he just came all over the table.
No, I just am saying, I'm going to say that I never was a fan particularly of any of the work she did, but I always was, she was so beautiful.
I know what you
beautiful.
Did last summer wasn't riveting.
I don't
the aerial
I,
shot.
I was,
what are you waiting for? Huh?
I know that's a great
can't
shot.
Can't hardly wait can't was hardly like wait. My
yeah.
Well, I,
story.
I couldn't do. I know what you did last summer because I couldn't handle scary movies at all. So there was
oh,
no way I was going to see that.
Interesting.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, I'd love to go further into that. Is that still a real thing for you?
Yeah.
It's. I still get really scared by movies.
I'm a fearful person.
I
so.
Am too.
I shouldn't be watching like the Ted Bundys, the
yeah.
Amanda Knoxes, mm-hmm. but like, is it not the delicious thing that I
yeah.
cling towards?
Light some sage and pop your popcorn. Drag comedian Roz Dresfilez is getting spooky on Starburns Audio. Though far from an expert on the paranormal, Roz explores her curiosity of things that go bump in the night with celebrity guests, psychics, and everyday people.
Roz Dresfilez is a drag queen comedian, host, writer, and my best friend, just kidding. But he is a male actress known as the Bargain Bin Beauty. She loves to ask her friends to tell her a ghost story, and her guests have talked about shadowy figures, visiting them at night, hearing door slams, creepy voices, and personal ghost hunting tales. Check out stories from Sam Pancake, Deborah Wilson, Celine Luna, and many more.
Roz will also share her many personal experiences with the spirits, play fun games, EVPs or EVPs, and read stories from listeners.
Don't be scared. Subscribe now to be sure you don't miss a single episode on Himalaya, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to spooky podcasts. Want to listen to The Soft Spot a day early? Download the Himalaya app and follow for exclusive first access. Himalaya is a brand new podcast app where you can find every single podcast you love and some future faves. Whether you're a podcaster or a fan, Himalaya has got your back. Discover personally curated playlists and show your favorite podcasters some love with Himalaya's tip jar. Tips are welcome. It's free, it's the easiest to use, and we're adding cool new features every day. Go to your app store, download Himalaya, that's H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A, although I already know that you knew how to spell that, and don't forget to follow The Soft Spot once you're there. I just remember thinking she was one of the ones that was so beautiful that I was, it would, as a boy that's like 13 or whatever,
yeah,
it would make you mad. You were like, what do I do with all this feeling?
All
like
these
it was
wiener thoughts.
So I just wouldn't look at her. Like I would avoid looking
at
her. Yeah, because I would just get too mad.
That's the what hot people do. Is this like a boy thing?
I don't know.
I've never really talked about it much with other guys,
but I assume it's like not totally uncommon.
I'll ask around.
And you're not saying it in like, it just makes me mad. It's like, no, I seriously will not.
I thought I might snap her neck if I looked at her.
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like I wanted to get like violent at her. Uh-huh. It was more like the frustration was so strong that I just was like, this isn't worth it. Like, I'm gonna have to go play magic cards because
cut to me just leaning the fuck in, just like playing her album, memorizing every single lyric. I forgot she sang. Late last night, I was going through some old things when I saw a picture of you, my best friend. It reminded me of days when we were. And also, I always used to think, why aren't there more love songs for best friends?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
But if you are thinking that, that's a gay feeling.
Yeah.
Because there should be songs. Friends are good.
Yeah, friends are good.
Jefferson Airplane has a great song called You're My Best Friend.
You're My Best Friend.
Is that close? It's slower.
You want me to sing for the rest of this?
Yes.
I do.
I want you to guess what the song sounds like. I'm just going to say titles. Old Friends by Simon and Garfunkel. Do you know that one?
Old Friends. They smell like dust, but they know your birthday and hanging's a must. You're my old friend. You're the kind that I know. You're like a withered old treat that you wear in the snow.
Here's what's so tragic about that. That was so perfect that we can't use it.
What?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going to get sued. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Oh, my God. Imagine you play it over it, and that's just like, that's a new skill that I have. Do you think that I could market that?
Yeah.
I think so.
If I could tap into hits of the future, then I could start. Wouldn't it be cool to be like a beat producer?
Yeah.
It would.
I do that all the time. You just sit there with a keyboard and like doodle around with your fingers.
Would you leave your life
if you guaranteed within the first year of beat producing, start making?
Yes.
Start making.
1,000%. Yes.
Let's make it $300,000 in that first year.
Goodbye, old life.
Goodbye, old life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah.
Kids and everything.
I'd be like, Didi's house.
Yeah. The Christmas presents are going to get better.
I love you so much that I would take care of Lulu.
Yeah.
And I would just be like, Mama had to go be a
beat
producer.
I'm a DJ now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And oh my God.
She's not answering calls.
Yeah.
She's half Euro trash. She'd get it.
She's half French.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's what I try to do, accent.
Yeah. But can you do a French
like really
one?
Good, you mean?
No, yeah, yeah. No, it was really good. Spot it just on? Wasn't French.
You said Euro, so I did my blanket Euro.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. Yeah.
Test me, Julian. Come for me.
Okay,
say it.
French. Do a French.
Excuse me, but I actually took all my classes till 8th grade in French, so it's not gonna be like a terrible accent.
Oh,
accent?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's
gonna be like French Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little French Canadian, yeah.
I can't do anything. I can do.
I know, you just sound Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I can do Russian, but that's it.
I feel like I just became conscious of myself. and I went from my identity on the podcast went from obsessed with diversity in grandmothers.
To mocking French people.
No, it went to like do all your improv now. UCB 401 now.
We'll pay you $50 if you do three more
accents.
No, it's
okay. I will speak in a French accent for the rest of the show.
We can all do French.
We can all do the French accent.
What's
Julian?
Your French person's soft spot?
What's my favorite French thing?
What's
probably
your favorite French thing?
Oh, well, there's a lot of the actresses and singers are pretty awesome.
Edith Piaf, you mean?
She's up there.
I was going to say Eva Green.
Hardy.
Eva Green. Jane Birkin's American, right?
She's British.
Oh, British.
Yeah.
But it's close. They're like almost the same.
I'm nervous that I don't know more French things, so I want to move away from this area.
And Brigitte Bardot for a very short time,
she's
but she's a Nazi now. So
also, she's pretty racist.
Yeah,
I think my favorite.
I think that's covered under Nazi.
Yeah, I think my favorite French thing is cheese. My kid and cheese.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so your kid is French.
Same consistency.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
My kid is half Mexican, half Irish American.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then my vibes are, as you know, Pakistani and Swiss.
And what was the other one? Oh, Pakistani.
Pakistani.
Have you ever met another Pakistani Swiss person?
I have, yeah.
And wow. Don't say sibling.
No. Okay. No. I have met another. I've met lots of Indian, German. Mm-hmm. Actually, no Pakistani and Swiss.
Yeah.
Because Pakistan is like.
That is really.
Yeah.
That's
unusual.
Like, Pakistan is like the Canada to India in terms of size, I feel. That's maybe not correct. But then also Switzerland is the Canada to Germany.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they move to Canada, and then I'm the Canada of that.
Wow.
I relate everything to Canada.
You're like a Canada triangle. So what is your favorite? What is your favorite Jennifer Love Hewitt project?
Okay. I really...
Is it the body of work of Party of Five? Or?
Party of Five gave me a lot. The character Sarah was my girlfriend. But
how old was she on that show?
You know, Can't Hardly Wait was cool. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Was she in high school?
The thing in Can't Hardly Wait that killed me, the whole movie, she looks like she's about to cry.
Mm.
The whole movie.
But that's how I like my women. So emotional.
Like you can support them.
Yeah, like I'll hug you, babe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I liked about Can't Hardly Wait was like Ethan Embry was this nerd, which like, you know, if he could be with her, I could run up to her with a note, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it was like the whole movie was him trying to get to her and like not being able to, which I really identified with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, tragically, I did see her once in Williamsburg, but I had just moved to New York, and I saw her espadrilles, and my friend had posted a picture of her in with those shoes on my Facebook wall. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh my God, it's the Jennifer Love Hewitt shoes. And then I looked up, and I was like, whoa.
You're like, oh my God, it's the Jennifer Love Hewitt.
So then I was like, pandemonium was in my body. All the tiny Sabrina Jalees were like ringing all the bells all over my whole body. And I was like, stop it. Stop ringing the bells. We have to be, we live in New York now, okay?
Yeah.
We're like New
York squashed it.
Yeah. And I convinced myself not to run up to her, which I literally would do if I saw the lady from Geico just to be in my Instagram story, present day Jalees. But
yeah.
Because I'm so much cooler now. But I didn't talk to her. She passed me by. She turned the corner. And then I was like, wait a second. No, this is my one shot. Like, this is my... Mm-hmm. And like Ethan Embry and Can't Hardly Wait, I ran around the corner. I looked for her everywhere. I looked in stores. She wasn't there. She was gone.
No.
Was there an aerial shot of going, where are you?
Where are you waiting? For you, huh? And now it's like, do you want to meet, like, do you have someone like that, like a person in your past that you had such a big crush on, and would you want to meet them now?
Well, she had a viewing the other night, about last week.
Oh, yeah.
We had a sighting. It's not called a viewing, a sighting.
We saw Ryan Gosling, and Julian's exact words, we've rehashed it a few times. He said he felt him before he recognized him.
I sat near him at a restaurant, and I would, I say the same.
Because he was wearing a hat pulled low, and I saw him for a fraction of a second.
He's not looking to get recognized.
I did not see enough of his face to recognize Ryan Gosling.
Julian
I did not.
Grabbed my arm and goes,
was that Ryan Gosling?
He goes, was that? And I was like, Ryan Gosling. And he was like, Oh my God.
Because I only felt
Did you like run around and try and get another gander?
No. He was not. He does not give off a vibe.
He had his head down and he was like carrying a takeout bag. We were like, all right. But Julian was way more like, whoa.
His head was obviously in La La Land. It's
so jarring to be a celebrity and see a celebrity.
Uh-huh.
It's like completely understandable that everybody only wants to stare at him.
Yeah.
And completely understandable that he has to pull his hat down forevermore. Yeah. Because I saw him at Little Dom's and I was supposed to be
out of Little Dom's.
Oh
yeah.
My God. I mean, this podcast has just given the gold.
Yeah, it is.
Literally.
Well, and Catty Corner to Little Dom's, she saw the ham sandwich in Gelson's.
Not in Gelson's, in Albertson's.
Oh, Albertson's.
I saw John Ham.
I thought, I'm like, when did we transition to sandwiches?
I call him a ham sandwich.
You like lost your mind. You're like, yeah, and she had a ham sandwich the other day. It's like, Julian, we're talking about celebrities.
That was crazy. That made me like so nervous. Just like
he's like cool.
He's like I went totally stupid. He like ran in to use the ATM, and he was wearing sweatpants with definitely no underwear, and his dong is just
on
front and center. It's not a lie.
You know what? That's actually a really good strategy if you're a celebrity that wants people to stop staring at your face.
Oh yeah.
Just have your dick wiggling around.
Especially if you're
a female celebrity.
Yeah.
Put a strap on or put a falsie on
and wear some loose
jogging pants, and literally your face is completely private.
Well, they were like kind of clingy, and it looked like he had like a Monster energy drink in his pants. I was like, Julian. And then I was like, I can't tell Julian because Julian does like rubber neck. He's Captain Obvious, not cool.
I'll be like, John Hamm, where?
Yeah, you cannot tell him anything. And so we got into the car and I was like almost crying and like giggling. And I don't know what came over me. And I was like, I just like made eye contact with John Hamm's dick.
Yeah.
Like
it's super thrilling.
Yeah, it was.
I was at a coffee shop and Selena Gomez was in front of me and ordering
a drink.
And then there was paparazzi outside. And I ran out to like, I was wearing all black, so I looked like I was kind of like part of her crew or something.
You're like, let me protect you.
And so I was like standing behind her because I wanted to get like snapped by the paparazzi.
Oh.
And I did. And there's a picture. Yeah, there's like a picture of like, it's like half my body and I look like I'm totally part of her crew. And I was vibrating for weeks after that.
Oh my God, that's
awesome.
I
was like, yeah, there should be.
I love that.
A thing where you like stand next to, you get to like walk behind a celebrity.
Yeah.
For a anyway, this is, I'm already retracting it. This is not a good Shark Tank. Celebrities don't want to be a part of it. Nobody really gets it.
I'm having a hard time thinking of someone.
Julian used to, what was your idea whenever I was, when we met, I was in New York and he was like, I have this business idea. Wasn't that you? Oh no. Sorry, that was Antonio, but you and he talked about it, about letting celebrities cut your hair for like bidding on it.
Oh. But they don't know how.
Yeah. Anyway, but people would still be
so
like,
you have like a shitty haircut, but then for like months you're like, what can I say? Diane Keaton can't cut.
You could get the Rachel from Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
I bet you can.
I can do the opposite. I can talk about two huge celebrities that I was sitting next to that I didn't give a fuck about, which is I was at Minetta Tavern in New York and sitting next to Tom Cruise was eating. No, not Tom Cruise. Sorry. I would have cared a lot about that.
That would be so wild.
That would have been huge.
Tom Cruise eating. Just like that is such a shocking fantasy.
No, it was Tom Cruise, and I do love Tom Cruise.
Wait,
I take
what?
That back.
It
was Tom
Cruise. So tiny.
And Bono. And it's so funny because they were both sitting on phone books on the...
No.
No, they weren't. But...
Oh, my God.
But it was two of the shortest, most famous men in the world eating dinner together. It was really funny. Yeah. But
Whoa.
Talk about an obnoxious conversation.
Was there lots of security around them?
No.
Wow.
That's like
there was a woman that I didn't recognize sitting with them, and that was it. Huh. She must have been like a manager or an agent or something.
Or just some looky-loo that got really close and
or
got away with it.
Or just a lady with a lot of confidence.
Go on. Don't mind me.
We have to talk about Jennifer Love Hewitt's handjob show. Did you ever get into that?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I forget what it's called. Oh, the client list, I think,
right?
Is that what it's called?
See,
I can't believe I remembered that. I never saw it once.
I don't know what happened to me.
For people who don't know what we're talking about, she did a show
called The Client List
where she ran a massage parlor.
It was a rub and tug. She did like HJs on the low.
Yeah.
Okay. Now,
to support her kids, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it, what does this mean that I didn't see it?
That you're a normal human being.
Yeah,
I don't think,
probably.
What is it? I feel like I was protecting her, or like I'm just like keeping her in
I
this.
I understand. You know,
it's like
protect
a time
your,
capsule.
Exactly. Yeah. You've got to protect your image of her.
If she was in a movie, I'd go see that movie for sure. But
I just remember the poster. I never saw the
show. I don't think that's going to happen anytime
soon. I appreciated the posters. They were like, you know, I remember like
tasteful.
Being in New York moving and like mm-hmm. seeing her and being like, it's a sign.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a great set tonight at midnight at this diner.
I just pretended it was a lawyer show. The Client List. Yeah, that's probably about lawyers.
Yeah. So I don't know much about it, but she is in a show right now. And my friend is like on the show with her and he's friends with her. But I haven't even talked about this with him. I'm just like weirdly like I'm shy to make it happen. Like it's like because it's kind of like now I'm like a full lady, married, have mm-hmm. a kid. I'm like almost worried that like once we meet each other, you know, it's all
the
just
magic's
gonna,
just gonna be undeniable.
Like, it's just like we'll make eye contact, yeah, and it'll be just like a full
the end of your old
montage.
Life. Yeah,
oh, man,
we'll be just like clipping out pictures of her together.
she'll be like, "You don't make beats, do you?"
And I produce like an incredible album for her
comeback album.
Well, my agents also found out that I liked her, and they're like, you know, we could probably set up a meeting like to talk development. And I'm like,
yeah, make
I
up a
don't
show,
know.
Just make up a show. I haven't thought
I
of that.
I don't know if that's necessary.
Oh, I wonder if they could hook me up with Slash.
Yeah.
If I come up with a Slash show. She has a friend, Amy, who knows Guns N' Roses pretty well. I'm
yeah.
obsessed with Guns N' Roses. And she, and like, I guess we could have pressed if I wanted to meet them, but I'm like, I can't.
Do you want me to sing my favorite Guns N' Roses song to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
These are the bones that everybody sings.
I'm backing out. I wish that I... You know, you can feel it. I knew that that other song was going to be fire. You can feel it when there's no kindling to the fire. And that one was just not going to land.
Maybe it would it help if you put your finger up to your ear like Mariah yeah. Carey?
When everybody coming after you, you don't feel confident. You're feeling kind of blue. It's Guns N' Roses time. It's Guns N' Roses time. It's gonna turn those guns into sweet smelling roses.
That's the Guns N' Roses song. It's
yeah,
Guns N' Roses time.
Yeah, it's Guns.
It's so good.
It's Guns. It's actually Guns is Roses time.
Guns, it's Guns is Roses time.
Oh my god. I think you're my favorite Guns N' Roses song.
I think so too. It's definitely mine.
Oh, you got to see the album art. It's so cool.
What literally would you say if you had to have a conversation with Jennifer Love Hewitt? Do you think that you could play it off or do you think that you would just shake and be weird?
I would take 4 deep breaths
mm-hmm. yeah.
before meeting her. And then I would be, okay, let's do a practice.
Okay.
Okay.
Because I think the key is just to make it casual, right?
Right.
Like the key is not to give any of, this is the big stress with these loaded meetings is like, I know everything except for the client list.
Right.
Like but then you have to hide that. So then you have to do acting. So then here we go. And see, let's just say it's happening at Jones on 3rd.
Sure.
And we're meeting and we kind of like see each other and it's like, we know, okay, yeah, this is the person you're meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would probably do like one of those looks like, is it you? Like casual. I don't even know what you look like. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll be her agent and introduce you guys.
Okay, cool. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Jennifer, this is Sabrina. She has an idea for you.
Oh.
And she's upcoming. She's phenomenal stand-up, really good idea, and I think you guys are really going to hit it off.
That's really nice. Thank you. Hold on one second. I just want to... You guys, you pay... The valet is...
Oh, yeah. I'll take care of that. That's fine.
No. I just wanted to make sure because I
Sabrina,
left the
car. Sabrina, this is Jennifer Love
yeah.
Hewitt.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Of
hey,
the
Sabrina.
Client list. Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually have seen a bunch of your stuff. I really like it. And I was really excited about this. Sorry, I have a phone call. hello, Scam Likely. This is Boppy. Oh, yeah, no, I'll take the deal. I'll take, yeah, I mean, if you can get more, then get more. Yeah, no, I'm just in a meeting right now. I hate doing that. I'm sorry.
Actually, Sabrina, we're out of time.
We are out of time for
Jennifer. She's got to go. That was your shot.
Okay, cool. So, look, I've got a bunch of ideas that are like really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go to her house one night?
I think that's probably...
Maybe I should make us dinner.
I would love that. I would honestly love that. And, you know, I've got to show you pictures of my baby. I feel like pictures... No, honestly, I want to change it. Okay, new draft. Let's do it. Okay. Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Oh, sorry. I just got this text from my wife. Look at this. This is my baby. That'll immediately open her heart. And then she doesn't have to feel like... This lesbian is obsessed with me. She could be like, she's got a wife.
Be like, can you come teach us how to breastfeed? Do you mind? Is that weird?
Is that?
That's over the line, right?
No, that's like old school to feel weird about it. I do want to say the one feeling that I have from seeing Shauna breastfeed is like just so much more rage about how, not rage, that's not likable. Annoyance. Mm-hmm. That like the breasts that are the ones that feed every human to make them a
grown human,
like the breasts of life are mm-hmm. the ones that are like, cover it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't show that, you fucking whore.
It's
and it's
unreal.
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What a
that it gets sexualized in any way is like beyond me.
But it's like a beautiful, like bodies are beautiful and mm-hmm. like a man's pecs can be beautiful.
Right.
But it's just like the trick of, it's the exact same thing. Like my
I have nipples, Sabrina. Can you milk me?
You probably could.
Sure.
It's from Meet the Fockers. That was Robert De Niro. You guys don't remember that?
Ham sandwich. That like, yeah, just my aunts covering their hair because they're a Muslim, my friends would be like, I mean, how do they like think that's okay? And it's like, oh my God, like no, a bikini top is just a titty hijab. It's like, it's mm-hmm. just like
a
the reason you're covering it, it's the same logic. It's like, I'm covering my tits because like men are going to go wild and want to rape me. It's like, control that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we got past the face, which is obviously the hottest part of me, the hottest part of me.
Well, I wouldn't say obviously because you're covered up, so we can't tell where the hottest part is.
Oh, you got to see the stank, Bob.
Did you say dank or stank?
Whatever you want here, Julian. It's my face you'll remember in the end.
Stank, Bob.
I think
you gotta see this stank bot is gonna have to be the title of this episode.
You gotta see this stank bot. Every part of it stinks in a different way.
What level, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much stink do you like on your partner?
I don't.
Do you like a little?
I don't want to come off as like a loser, but I love when my wife just takes a fresh shower and I can just like. It's because then that's her body in the cleanest form, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like I'm not tasting like dirts.
I'm not tasting dirts.
I mean, like, I don't know why I'm feeling so shy to talk about this, but like, you know, my preference is if I go down on someone, not toilet paper or crumbles. But like yeah. That's I'm not saying that's like what's in my wife after just like right. a medium dirts. It's more like me. And for me too, like I would like to give someone the pleasure of going down on my true pussy and not like little mischievous yeah. little dindles and pindles.
I don't know, I think
pussy. Yeah.
Maybe the title should be My True Pussy.
My True Pussy.
I prefer the taste of corporate chemicals. Sabrina.
What?
I'm kidding.
No. We're using like fully good soaps.
Oh yeah. Like nature
you've
soap.
Gotta see the soaps. But like, do you guys like a little funk?
I like a little funk.
I'd say she likes about at a two a
on
four.
On the dick?
To a four.
Nah, I mean
genitals are tricky because that's where you pee, remember? Mm-hmm. Like it's not like anyone's looking at a smooth cup of urine, which I don't even know what.
What are you talking about?
No, but I'm saying like that's what's there is like pee-pees.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like funk on genitals is truly poo and pee.
It is.
So you're like, I like a little shaving of the parm of the
penis. It is fun to to describe someone's genitals like a mom talking about a band she likes. Like, I don't know, your genitals are kind of funky. I think it's kind of funky.
Yes.
Like a chunky turquoise necklace.
Yeah,
like a thumb ring, a toe ring. No, I like a little natural.
She's talking about pits, you know.
Pits. Oh yeah, pits. I can smell a good pits.
I like it. I like a little. I like a little.
But I'm not like gonna go down on a pits.
No,
right.
No. But that would be really funny if that was someone's fetish.
Yeah, like sure it is. It's got to be.
Oh, my God. It's all out there.
Yeah.
Somebody's into that, I'm sure.
Somebody's fucking an armpit right now.
I don't want to look it up, but if one of your listeners could Google and see if that's a thing, I'd love to know.
I'm sure.
I'll have to look it up. I guarantee you armpit
going down.
Boning. Oh, no, I don't
going
know about
down,
that.
Like,
man,
like,
I'm way like, too ticklish.
Like licking
beautifully,
it.
Like the way you would... Just like
oh, I know.
Eat a pussy in a really beautiful
that.
Way, like on an armpit.
My armpits are extremely erogenous zones, so
they
I would love
What's
that.
What's erogenous?
Like he gets turned on whenever I scratch his armpits.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, cool. So actually, this is just a pitch for what you guys should do. Yeah, forget about the question.
Yeah.
I think I just made an answer.
I don't have
You're like, I bet that's a fetish. I'm like, yeah, or normal. It's just normal.
Or literally what we did before you walked in. Yeah, I guess I bet that's a thing. Gotta be.
Oh, babe, I forgot. Here's a mint. Well, I think.
Are you kicking me out of here?
Do you have a?
I love how comfortable. I got to take a picture of you.
Yeah, I just found my comfy spot.
Right now.
Okay, does she get to take this couch with her? Land.
I hope so.
I think she should. It's a love seat, and it looks like it's in love with you.
It looks like it was made for you.
Yeah, you got to get a picture of her.
Take this pic.
Jalees, taking it ease.
Taking it ease, Jalees. You know, this is actually...
Oh, no. There's too much glare from that lamp.
Do you guys want a Jalisi hot tip?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay,
always.
I'll give you two Jalisi hot tips.
Okay.
Number one, inspired by this moment.
Yes.
Take a seat and get comfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
Who are you to hold me back from my comfort zone?
I know.
Having a meeting with someone intimidating? Show them what it's like to just loosen up and relax.
And lay down.
Put your foot somewhere where they don't want it. I just got so loose at the end of that sentence,
I
didn't differentiate between the word want it and
yeah. See what happens.
Well, I usually put mine in my mouth.
Yeah, go down on your own armpit.
Oh, man, if I could reach.
My second hot tip, Scott's Cheap Flights is a website. I am not sponsored by
Scott?
Them. Scott's
like a dude,
Cheap
Scott?
Flights.
Okay.
Google that and then put your email in there. They send out the best deals. And my wife and I went with our little baby to Thailand. We flew business class to Bangkok, return for $600.
What?
We laid down all the way there.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
Yeah, go put your email in there.
Shit.
Oh, man. Bangkok,
this
huh?
This has been like the best episode ever.
I know.
And then the last tip.
We're going to edit that out so people don't use it.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't want Scott's Cheap Flights to run out of flights.
Julian's one of those people with the lack mindset. He's scared of competition.
Oh
he doesn't
God.
Want everybody taking all the flights.
Mm-mm. They're going to take all my Bangkok flights.
Oh.
No,
Julian.
I'm just kidding. No, put it out
oh,
there.
Oh, Julian.
Julian.
Julian. That's part of the same part of your brain that gets mad at Jennifer Love Hewitt's beauty.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
It is.
I'm not proud of that part of my brain.
Yeah.
She should be as beautiful as she wants. It doesn't bother
she
me anymore.
She should be as beautiful as she wants to be.
I don't get that. I don't get that feeling
that
anymore.
Face. Let her have that stank bod.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I bet she never stinks.
I bet her stink is good.
You think she stinks? She looks like she doesn't stink.
Yeah, she probably doesn't stink often. I heard about one actress that does stink. I don't want to say any names.
Oh.
Well,
but it may be someone from Will and Grace, and it may be someone there. Ooh, I have another tip.
What?
I know this isn't. I'm just like inserting a segment into your podcast called Tips with Jalees.
Now you have to come back every week.
My next tip is the tushy.
Ooh, yeah?
Yeah. Clean that butt up. You know, brown people wash their butts, and my whole life I was embarrassed because when I went to school, I would have to... this is actually not very good or hygienic, but I would, like, dip the toilet paper into the water so that I could at least have some, like, clean it a
we
little...
We are... we are the only like society, right?
That doesn't
white people
wash
are
your
crazy.
Butt.
Yeah. We don't wash our butts.
But it's
toilet
so
paper.
Much better to yeah. blast water into your butt.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And the tushy just hooks up to your regular toilet.
Exactly.
And they saw my Netflix thing and they gave me a free tushy.
Oh, the tushy is a product.
Yeah, the tushy is a product.
I thought you were talking about the tushy in general. Like, here's my tip. Butts.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, okay.
But I say it in a cute way. And
I love a bidet.
No, my friend Chris that I just saw in Madison,
it's like
Wisconsin.
Bucks.
He bought one. You attach it to your toilet. Yeah, he was
so
talking
easy.
About how great it is.
Oh, I definitely want one.
Yeah.
Toilet paper's crazy. It's like mad wasteful. It's
yeah.
expensive.
It doesn't
it's bad
do
for
the job.
It doesn't, yeah.
Everybody
it just
knows.
Smears everything around.
You take a poo, and then there's like the kind that you it just like breaks off. So then there's like a marker in your butt, and you just keep on wiping, and then you're late. It's. I call it a poopy continued.
Oh my God.
But a tushy just, you know what the tushy is great for? You blast some water into your butt and it's just what your butt needed to get that last splurt out.
Oh my God. Babe, you're going to have to take this one home because I can't anymore.
I feel like I'm a new woman.
I'm so dead serious about this changing your life. Those three things will change your life.
Information for better living.
And at your own risk with the sitting comfortably, because some people are uptight and they don't like mm-hmm. it. I did my first writer's room have bare feet sometimes, just too casual.
Mm-hmm.
And a coworker took a picture of my feet, like my bare feet on the communal writer's room table. And
oh my God, you did
Facebook.
That?
Yeah.
I Sabrina.
I was too young. I was, it was, yeah. I was a mere 30-year-old girl. Fresh and new to Hollywood. And in the last writer's room that I was in, people talked about another person doing that. And I was like, oh my God, that's so gross.
Well, thank you so much, Sabrina. That was great.
Thank
we
you.
Do have to
for
go.
Letting me have my bare toes in both of your nostrils.
You don't
this whole podcast and not saying a thing about it.
Do you want to say where people can find your stuff?
Yes, please, guys.
Sure.
Come and find me. Why don't you click on the Netflix and then look up my name, Sabrina Jalise. You'll find it under the comedy lineup. It's only 15 minutes. Perfect amount of time to spend with your children watching me convince a bunch of people in Atlanta that they're all gay. And when I said, is anyone straight? Did anyone clap? You'll have to watch to find out. But the hint is no.
Well, thank you so much. We had a great time. And we're going to tag Jennifer Love Hewitt on everything
I'm
for this.
Find her.
And hopefully
God,
she'll come find
no.
you.
Guys, don't do that. That's yeah. so, I mean, she's probably not looking up her tags. She's.
I
mean,
don't know. Kim
do
Cattrall.
It. I want.
Yeah.
Julian tagged Kim Cattrall on a Valentine's post he made about me, and she liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
She's
God.
She's checking that.
What
shit.
Is up with her? What do you think?
I don't know. I think I kind yeah. of love the fact that she like publicly feuded with Sarah
I
Jessica
know.
Parker.
I know.
I'm like she's like a mean bitch.
Yeah.
I
like
love
that.
It.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And are you touring or anything? We'll cut
I
this
am.
Out if you aren't.
I'm touring. I'm going to be in Philly in a couple weeks.
Oh,
when
cool.
does this come out?
We can put it out next week.
Okay, cool.
Or this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be in Syracuse March
mm-hmm.
1st,
mm-hmm.
Philly March 2nd, Cincinnati March 4th, and 5th.
Awesome.
Okay.
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 All right. If you like me, find me.
Scott's Cheap Flights.
Scott's Cheap Flights. This has been a Scott's Cheap Flights production.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. I love you so much.
The soft spot.
It's a good show.
This podcast was brought to you by Starburns Audio, produced by Land Romo, and was engineered by Matt Brousseau. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts.